Hello. Welcome back to Montana Voice. I hope you've been well. Here are several short readings, most of them less than 1 minute long. There was a day when I woke up and knew I was leaving. The absurd grit had gotten behind my collar and into the works. The sky was perpetually dirty, like an industrial twilight of broken dreams. People whom I had tried to love and befriend had become strange and cruel. Nothing was right at home. Even the coffee was bad. So I left. Highways became roads, became trails. And along the way, there were emerald lakes and silence. Like this place I chanced upon, I thought about calling you to say there were no more questions, but I had lost your number and I wasn't even sure how to pronounce your name. When I really tried to remember, I realized that what was needed most was to forget. So I did. And then the coffee and everything else started to become delicious again. The last days of October begin again with dark mornings and the sound of heat in the pipes. It's this anniversary that startles me each year. 10 years old, walking home from school through piles of autumn leaves, unfamiliar cars parked at the house, the old man, my distant father, the stranger, opens the door, kneels, and says, "Your mother is dead." A lot was taken away right then, but I did get a stutter, and the start of this long search for loneliness, for forests and deserts, the sound between dark and light, the spaces between dream and rock. Eventually, we all get nudged or shoved, then either fall or learn to run. In this life I ran towards, I've tried to love what is fragile, and from those deepest roots, I've learned that the strongest trees start the same as all the blowing grasses and drifting weeds. Alone at night, driving on a highway across Nevada, tuning between the static that the AM radio brought in, I found a distant talk show. The host was talking about forgetting, so I paid attention. His advice was to imagine a box and then put a memory in there, turn the key of an imagined lock, and then throw the box memory into an imagined river where it would float away. But the voice on the radio was lost in the desert distance before there were instructions of what to do with the key. So, all these years later, walking along the real edge of a mad ocean where all my rivers must have emptied all their locked boxes of forget, I wondered what I would do if the waves suddenly washed your wreckage onto the rocks in front of me. I hope I would turn and leave you to the scavenging birds and the timed waves. Yet here I am, still feeling in my pocket for the cold metal of the key that I cannot quite let go of. Sea Ranch, February 7th, 2024. I woke to the sound of rain in this gray place where I blend in. Sleeping, sometimes my boxes of memories are found and opened by stealthful lock-picking dreams. Those boxes, made of aromatic cedar or pauper pine, inlaid with meanings that were never meant to become regret. Boxes where I put promises and laughter and all the plans we thought we needed, mixed with treasures we wanted to save. Cello strings and trout flies, sheet music and maps, three hair ties, 2 gold rings, 1 bracelet, and no questions. Boxes locked, the keys thrown out the window as I drove rough roads searching for dry riverbeds, then buried under piles of stone. I never thought they would be flooded to the ocean and left for me to close and lock again and again. January 15th, 2024. Flying back to Missoula, I would look through the night for lights of houses on the edge of long darkness. This was in my wasted years when I commuted to the cities trying to sell my dreams. Those house lights, 5 miles beneath the plastic trays that held the plastic cups that held gin and tonic, those lights sparkled of home. I imagined that inside each would be a couch, a bookshelf, and maybe a table that had just been used for a good dinner. And now the children would be sleeping in their bedrooms, those bedrooms with stick-on, glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling above the toys happily left on the floor. The sort of home and family that I was missing as I rushed and thrashed, giving away my stories to strangers. Everything goes by fast, especially what is slow and not yet lost. What we are left with is often the light that risked and traveled far to reach us. Well, thanks for listening to these few readings. Most of these are from my book, The Long Line of Elk. I hope you come back soon to Montana Voice, and I'll have more readings to listen to. Have a great rest of your day.